Yeah, with mine.
It's a question.
Yeah.
Yes.
Good morning and welcome to the January 22nd meeting of the Lafayette Redevelopment Commission. So I call the meeting to order, and our first order of business involves the election of officers. So I want to open that up to the commission to discuss how we want to proceed. The current slate is Frank Donaldson, president, Jim Terry, vice president, and Shelley Henriot as the secretary. Are there not any?
I'd like to make a nomination. I'd like to nominate Frank as president, Josh as vice president, and Shelley as secretary.
Is there any further discussion, or how do we want to proceed with that? If not, I'll entertain a motion to close the
second
nominations.
Just a second. Yeah, I'll second.
Moving second.
No, did I say? No. I said.
You said Frank.
You said Frank.
Oh, I was going to say, I'm confused.
Yeah, I'm confused.
I don't know. Let me redo that.
Okay.
Okay.
Back to square one.
So Jim is proposing a slate. You're nominating a slate.
Dave is president. Josh is vice president, and Shelley as secretary.
Yeah.
I thought I said that, but I must have had a senior moment there.
Okay.
That's my nomination.
I will second.
Okay, so moved and seconded. Dave is president. Who is vice president?
Josh.
Josh, and then Shelley still is secretary. Moved to second. Let's vote on that. That slate, all in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries. The welcome new officers. And with that completed, we want to do the minutes, and we all have had a chance to review.
Hey, Frank.
Excuse me.
Dave leads the meeting now.
Oh.
You're really
thank you. Hey, my pleasure.
Thank you, Frank.
And thank you for the last year.
Yes.
I was going to say, it's a challenge to follow in Frank's footsteps. I accept the challenge and will do my best. I hope you'll all bear with me as I try and work my way into it.
Yes.
If I see it correctly, our next... next activity is to review and approve minutes. Do I have any comments or conversation?
I move approval of the minutes of the December 18th, 2025 Redevelopment Commission.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Minutes are approved. Thank you. Moving on to new business. Looks like our first item is Resolution LRC 2020-601. Dennis?
Yes, this is a declaratory resolution of the City of Lafayette Redevelopment Commission amending the economic development plan for the Twickenham Economic Development Area to include new projects. So again, this is a resolution to amend our Twickenham District plan to include two new projects. And the first one is the South 9th Street project, which is the reconstruction of South 9th Street from Veterans Memorial Parkway to Brickenwoods Drive. It'll include two 10-foot, 6-inch travel lanes and a 12-foot center turn lane and a 10-foot multi-use path on the west side of 9th Street. It'll include new sanitary and storm sewer, including the rebuilding of Elliott Ditch Bridge and a mini roundabout at Ortman Lane and 9th Street there. So we want to add that project, and I gave you maps of that, the project as well. And then the second project is the reconstruction of Poland Hill Road from Beck Lane to Teal Road with a new roundabout at Beck Lane, new pedestrian facilities and walkways, and an improved railroad crossing. And we need to add these projects to our plan. The South 9th Street project, we are planning on starting that next year. The Poland Hill project has not been determined yet when it'll start, but we do need to add them in so we have them and they're ready in our plan to go. So with that, if you have any questions, happy to answer them.
Any idea how long the project's going to take, or is that not available now?
South 9th Street should be one construction season, mm-hmm. I believe.
It's going to be two.
Yeah.
Yeah, phase one of the South Ninth Street project should be 26 and 27 construction season, and then phase two would be 27 construction season.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
If there's nothing else, we'll entertain a motion.
Make a motion that we approve resolution LRC 2026-01.
Second.
Have a motion, a second. Any further conversation? Hearing none. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. Next item, resolution LRC 2026-02.
Yes, this resolution and the next one are related to the projects that we just added to the Twickenham District TIF plan, particularly the South 9th Street project and its financing of that. So we have our financial advisors here from Baker Tilly and our bond counsel, Dennis Otten from Bose McKinney. I'll turn it over to them, and if we have any questions, we can answer those at that time.
Thanks, Dennis. Good morning, commission members, and good to see you, Jackie. I'm Dennis Otten with Bose McKinney and Evans bond counsel on this project. I'm going to talk briefly about the two resolutions here on the agenda, and then I'll turn it over to Greg and Heidi with Baker Tilly, and they can talk to you about the numbers, and I'm certainly you have questions about that. The bond resolution before you authorizes not to exceed $12 million of bonds, and the purpose of the bonds is to provide funding for the South 9th Street project that Dennis just mentioned that's getting added to the project list. And we have kind of a carryover in the description that if there's excess funds, we don't anticipate it. But if there were, you could use them on the Poland Hill Road project as well. One of the features you'll see in this resolution as well is an authorization for a potential refunding of the outstanding 2014 bonds of the Redevelopment Commission. And those are secured by the same source of funds, the Twickenham TIF revenues. And so if the market conditions are right at the time when we go to get these bonds sold, and Greg will explain this a little bit more, we'll have the authorization in place to go ahead and take care of the refunding. And the reason we would do the refunding really would just be a debt service saving. So very much like refinancing the mortgage on your house, lower interest rate, lower interest costs, just means more money in the pocket of the commission to be able to use on projects. But if we get to the point to sell these bonds and the market conditions don't generate a savings, that'll just be kind of a dormant approval within this resolution. We'll move forward. Those bonds will remain outstanding. This resolution, if you read through it, authorizes not to exceed $12 million of bonds in series, and that includes the refunding. So the actual, if we don't do the refunding, the amount will be less. It'll be just for the projects. And we may do more than one series of bonds, just depending on the timing of the project, and it may make sense to do a first series of bonds for the first phase, come back later on and do a second phase, and Greg will talk a little bit more about that as well. We go out to 2039 with these bonds as a maximum term to line up with the life of the TIF area. They're payable semi-annually on January 15th and July 15th. I think we have a max rate of 7%. These are not to exceed parameters. We expect the rate to be quite a bit lower than that, but it's just so we don't have to come back to the commission as the market conditions change. So these are not to exceed parameters. We have authorization for a debt service reserve fund, and we have flexibility on how that is sized. So that'll be something in discussions with the underwriting in the market in terms of who's going to buy these bonds. Some bondholders want to have a fully funded reserve at usually a year's debt service, but some say, well, we'll just take a six-month reserve, or some say we don't need one at all. So that's all part of Greg's job and the underwriting team to say, at the time we sell these, what's going to give you the best bang for your buck? And we've drafted the ordinance in a way to kind of give you maximum flexibility on that. You'll see, if you read through this resolution, behind the TIF revenue pledge is a property tax levy. And I know I've been up here before over the years and said the same thing, and I'm going to say it again here. We don't expect the property tax levy to ever be implemented. There's plenty of coverage from TIF. The reason we put that in there is for market purposes on the bonds. That will allow you to have a lower interest rate cost, because in the marketplace, bondholders know as a fallback, property taxes can be levied. So, you know, God forbid something would happen with the TIF revenue stream, you know, tornadoes, massive events, things like that. The property tax levy is there, so they'll underwrite the bonds on that basis. These will be tax exempt for federal tax law purposes, so that'll also get you the lowest interest rate we can. And other than that, that's it on the bond resolution. And I'm going to turn real quickly to the next resolution, and then I'll get down and I'll answer any questions as well. We're going to ask you to adopt the bond resolution today to stay on track with our schedule, if you're so inclined. The next resolution on the agenda is the appropriation resolution. We don't need this adopted today, but we just have it before you because we'll have it at your meeting in March for approval. That'll require a public hearing. But the sole purpose of the appropriation resolution is to actually appropriate the proceeds of the bonds so you can spend them on the projects and the refunding if it happens. It's kind of a technical process, but something we have to do with this type of bond issue. But I'll stop there. Any questions, comments, or concerns for me?
So no action on the appropriation?
Yeah, no action at this time on the appropriation.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Greg?
Good morning. Thank you all for having me. Greg Balsano, Baker Tilly Municipal Advisors, here today. I put a packet out in front of you. It's a few pages here just on the financials of this project and this potential financing here. But I'll start by saying, as Mr. Otten mentioned, this approval does allow for the potential refunding of the 2014 bonds that are payable from the Twickenham TIF revenues. Currently, those interest rates on those bonds are around 3-4% over the time. So as of right now, the refunding is about at roughly a break-even point with estimated interest rates. So if that were to continue, as Mr. Otten said, we wouldn't go forward with that part portion of this approval. We wouldn't go forward with the refunding because it wouldn't save the commission any money. But if it did, we get to the point when we actually go to sell these bonds in April, and we're working with the underwriter, we see that there's interest savings on those bonds. We would consult with the city, at Dennis Carson's department, and see if they'd like to proceed, you know, with those savings that are estimated. And so, kind of talking here today about these potential bonds, you can see that the estimated principal amount without the refunding is about $5.8 million. And that would go to support project proceeds of about $5.53 million for the South 9th Street Phase 1 and Phase 2 project. Right now, we're showing both projects being supported in one bond issue here in April. There is potential that we could decide to split those up into two bond issues, as was mentioned, depending on the timing as we progress over here the next few months. But because the Phase 2 is slightly smaller than the Phase 1, the interest savings that you would achieve by waiting to do a second bond issue likely don't outweigh the other cost of doing a bond issue. There are some fixed fees that have to occur, from legal counsel, from our firm, from different firms that occur whenever you issue a bond. So the interest savings that would be seen by waiting to do the second phase likely wouldn't outweigh just getting this all done in one bond issue. But again, we'll continue to monitor that over the next few months. As it was stated, currently we've shown a debt service reserve funded at maximum annual debt service. So there's a bit of cash on page 2 that you'll see that would need to go to help support that. But that fund would come back to you guys at the end of the bond issue. You know, that's a fund that sits there that is an extra layer of protection for bond purchasers. In case something were to ever happen, you can use that debt service reserve to make a payment and replenish it later. But again, that is money that would come back to you to help make the final bond payments. And so kind of talking about this bond here on page 3, looking at the estimated amortization, you can see that the estimated interest is about $1.9 million on that $5.8 million bond for a total debt service payment of around $7.6 to $7.7 million over the life of this project. And you'll see that this debt service schedule is slightly front-loaded, meaning that the payments are higher in the initial years and they dwindle down over time. And that is because the important page to kind of look at here is page 4, which shows your estimated revenues from this TIF area compared to the debt service payments that you have. And so that you can see, as the TIF begins to expire, will drop down the debt service accordingly. That way you have ample coverage every single year so that that property tax levy that Mr. Otten mentioned would never be needed. You have ample TIF revenues barring an unforeseen, you know, kind of circumstance. So you could see on page 4 that provides about 270% coverage, meaning that your revenues are 2.7 times your debt obligations for this area. Okay, so for example, in 26, you know, you're bringing in $3.4 million estimated in TIF with debt service, total debt service between the two bond issues, the 2014 bonds and this proposed issuance, totaling about $1.2 million. So again, leaving you about $2.1 million a year to do other projects, to do your pay-as-you-go type projects, leaving you that 270% coverage that I mentioned. Yes, sir.
The debt coverage, is that a very nice level, or is that average, or is that...
Great question. No, that is very good. Yeah, that is very good debt coverage. That is be strong for the bond market to see that. And as Mr. Austin mentioned, they'll also likely focus on that property tax backup, because in the state for localities, property taxes are one of, if not the highest form of credit that you can have, meaning that it'll help achieve the best interest rates possible. So yeah, that is strong coverage. Just for some perspective, when you issue a bond payable from TIF revenues, there's a required coverage level that you have to meet if you were to ever issue a second bond issue. So back when those 2014s were done, the bond purchasers will require a certain level of TIF coverage to be met before you can go issue other bonds. And just so you guys are aware, that's 150%. So as long as you're above 150%, that meets the consent that you're able to issue additional bonds without, you know, a further approval or issuing junior obligations. So, yeah. And just the rest of the schedules just kind of go into some detail about how the revenues are calculated. I will tell you, we will get 2026 tax rates out here any day, and we'll be able to update these revenues here in the next few months as we work. And I know in the summer we kind of do your annual presentation for you guys. The last page is your debt limit capacity, just showing that the redevelopment district has the debt limit available to issue these bonds without going through a lease financing structure that I know you guys are familiar with. That page shows that you have about $14 million of available debt limit before issuing these. And that means you can avoid the lease process. So,
I'm sorry, did you just say $14 million before releasing, before the new things that we would do?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yep. Yep, and that's on page 7. So you can see the calculation there, and this is just state code, is 2% of 1/3 of the net assessed value of the redevelopment district. And then you back out any obligations that have a income tax or property tax kind of backup on them. And so that leaves about $14 million. And if you were to go over that amount, then you have to do a lease obligation financing, which we do all the time throughout the state. It's just a different type of financing, a little more time. The timeline takes a bit longer. It's a little more costly to do, but there is ways to go above and beyond those debt limits. So, but here we don't have to do that.
It's a curiosity, and I know it's an estimate. You have a 5% interest rate
right,
for the bond. Is that kind of current levels, or is that anticipating another reduction?
Great question. So, we worked with the underwriter that is on this, Robert W. Baird, and they helped provide some estimated interest rates. We have about 10 basis points, so 0.1% cushion. And those are more current market with a little bit of cushion in them. The 5%, now I will tell you, are coupons. The yield is more around the 3 to 3.5% range. So the reason you'll see on page 2 a premium is because in the bond market, that's kind of where we are seeing things today, meaning that you're getting charged a 5% interest rate while the yield is more in that 3.5 range. So they're giving you money up front because they're charging a higher interest rate, meaning we're bonding less to do that, if that makes sense. You can see that premium on page 2 is around $560,000. So essentially think of it as they're giving you $560,000 because they're charging you a bit higher interest rate than the yields are currently at.
So these projects is projected by way of the resolution at $12 million. On page 4, between the outstanding bonds and the proposed bonds Am I incorrect that that's totaling 13,000? I mean, 13 million? 13.1?
Yeah, you are correct. So the resolution, that is an estimated par amount. That's just so that does not include interest.
It's not interest.
Yes, sir. So that does not include interest. And the par amount would be, so like I said, right now we're estimating around 5.8. And if we did the refunding, we would be closer to that 12 million. There's about 4.4 million outstanding of those 2014 bonds. So.
And on that same page four, the column that's related to the current bonds that we might refund.
Yes, sir.
Those are based on, obviously, the current current documents and formal paperwork, the bond obligation as it currently stands. Those numbers could change should we refund the bond.
Yeah, yes, sir, correct. So we would only move forward with the refunding if it saved you guys money. Obviously, we wouldn't do that if it didn't. But you're right. If we get to a point where we are saving, those payments would decrease. So they're not gonna exceed that because that's what's sure. Currently, as you mentioned, that was set back in 2014, those rates.
And then both the refunded bonds from 2014 and the new bond, 2039, both of them end up on the same time frame.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And they end in 2039 because that is when the TIF will expire.
Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. And you can see, as I mentioned, the TIF does decrease over the next 13, 14 years or so, and that's just because components, the expansions have different expiration dates, and so the bonds will decrease in payments along with those expirations.
I don't have anything else.
Thank you, Greg. Appreciate it very much.
Absolutely. Thank you for your time.
All right. Resolution LRC 2026-02. Is there any conversation, questions, discussion? If not, I'll entertain a motion.
Motion to approve resolution LRC 2026-02.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. We've already received information on LRC 2026-03. I don't think there's any action to be taken. Any questions?
May I ask?
Sure.
This is a curiosity question, Dennis. So by way of this appropriation thing, let's just say everything else happens. This money becomes available to the Redevelopment Commission and actually gets put in the bank once those bonds are sold. The full amount, right?
Yes.
And Jeremy talked about when the project might start. Remind me again what Jeremy said. So there could be a period of time that we're sitting on this money and it not being spent. Is that correct or not correct?
For some of it. I will say the 9th Street project is an NDOT project. So actually we will receive an invoice from NDOT in about April for our portion of that project. So we would actually need, not the phase two, but the phase one right. funds we would need at the beginning because we need to pay NDOT. Right. So.
Thank you.
Wondering about
question
that.
Out of curiosity as well. Mm-hmm. I got no say in this game. I'm just a school board member on the side. But do you anticipate the bond issue to be fully met? Like, do you anticipate that the market calls for people to actually buy those bonds at a premium where it is today? Because the reason why I ask is the city gets the money once the bonds are purchased, right? And so do you anticipate there will be an issue with selling those bonds in the market?
Yeah, no, great question. Yeah, no, I don't. As we stand today, obviously a lot of things can change between now and then. But the city has historically had very strong credit. They're rated through Standard & Poor's agency and very strong credit. In the past, we've never had really an issue. There's been local banks that have been interested in the city's debt that we've gone through. We've also done, you know, with Robert W. Baird, the underwriter, done deals with them as well. We've done open market, and the city's been very successful in all different methods of sales. So.
Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's like my city having money.
Absolutely.
So do I.
Yeah. I have nothing else. Thank you.
Moving on then to our next item, which is the micro retail lease agreement, Amendment 2.
Yes, as you know, we have a micro retail space at 625 Columbia on the side of the Public Safety Center, and we have an agreement on that with the Lafayette Urban Enterprise Association to manage that space and collect the rents and such and pass those along to the city. We have a new space where we're doing a similar thing on 601 Main Street, which is the former Goat Pub. Those spaces have been rehabilitated for two additional micro retail spaces. And again, we would like the Urban Enterprise Association to manage those and collect the rents and such. So this is amending that lease to include those spaces.
Are there any questions?
The space has already been done, but it's not being used yet, right, at all?
Yeah,
it is, right?
It is being used. The one on six on that fronts Main Street at 601 is being used currently, yes. The other space has not been filled yet.
Nothing further? I'll entertain a motion.
Move that we approve the micro retail lease agreement amendment number 2.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. Looks like our last item is a change order with William Charles Construction.
Yes, this is for our Main Street Streetscape Project, Phase 6, and this is a change order to it that includes a second mill bank, an additional decorative crosswalk, signal pole foundation, and light pole foundation, and it's in the amount of $34,490. The previous contract amount was $2,437,358.48, and with this change order, it'll bring the contract total to $2,471,848.48, and asking for your approval.
Any discussion?
Help me reconcile the dates on this document that we're looking at.
Okay.
Oh, you want me to add? I threw it out very generally on purpose. Yeah. Let me ask this in this way then.
Okay.
By way of the change order, and by way of the final payment date that's listed here, has the work already been done and we're just paying, or is the work still need to be done?
The work has been done. Yes, correct. Yes, and the project is in substantial completion. We do have some punch list items that still need to be finished, and those won't be done until the spring. So the final closeout of the project won't be until later. Later this year, probably beginning the second quarter this year.
We generally have retainage.
Yes, we do.
Held back.
That won't be released until we sign off and close the project.
Anything else? Not. I'll entertain a motion for the William Charles Construction Main Street Streetscape Phase 6 change order number 3.
Move approval of change order number 3 for the William Charles Construction Main Street Streetscape.
Easy to
Phase
say.
Phase 6.
We have a motion and a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Excuse me. Motion carries. This time we have the pleasure of our director's report. Dennis?
Yeah, just a couple items I'll mention. We'll be starting design on a new phase of streetscape later this year and such. Again, it'll just be design only, looking for construction in 27 on that. So that will get underway here soon. And then we just completed our farmer's market study and such with MKSK. So they'll be here at the February meeting to present that to the commission. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, if you have any questions, happy to answer them.
Sure. Let's understand what's the update on the centennial structure, the artwork. Oh. Ninth and...
Right. Mm-hmm. Yes. We're just waiting on the weather. Yeah. So, what needs to be done is the sidewalks replaced. We have the interpretive signage that needs to be put in, some electrical, and then the donor recognition, those things. Mm-hmm. But again, with it being the weather that it is, we can't do that work. So, it probably won't be until... March, I would say the earliest, they'll start and finish that up. Mm-hmm. So hopefully April, May, we'll have a formal dedication of the sculpture at that time.
Thank you, Dennis.
Yeah.
Jim, would you help us with the claims?
Is there any questions on the claims? If not, I'll make a motion that we approve the claims totaling $8,228,611.35. Today, January 22nd, 2026.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. This time, we would be happy to receive public comment. If anyone would like to step forward and address the board, we'd appreciate it.
One thing I will mention here that we have a new member today joining the Redevelopment Commission. That's Ebony Barrett. I'm representing the Lafayette School Corporation, so we welcome her.
Thank you.
Yeah. Welcome.
Welcome, Ebony. Yeah.
Otherwise, any other comments?
Seeing no comments,
Move to adjourn.
Second.
We have a motion, a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
We stand adjourned. Thank you.